The magazine had said that Delaware's tagline is, we really do like the chemicals in our water. And I'd asked you, what should Delaware's tagline be? Corey hit me up on Facebook and said that Wayne's World had a really good one. It's Delaware, not just a state, but a state of mind. And a few people said, called it the cancer state. I didn't know. This was never brought to my attention when I moved here 3 years ago, that Delaware has a really high rate of cancer. And so Jake had hit me up on Facebook because I said, should it be the cancer state? He said, cancer is huge in Delaware. People blame DuPont, the chicken industry, and the chemical fertilizers. So he says he's going to check on the numbers and get back to me. So another perk of living in Delaware. Listen, it's the cancer state, but hey, you don't have to pay sales tax. That's happening. You can be part of the show. Tweet us at Petch and Amy or go to our Facebook page and hit us up on there. You can get there at eagle977.com. Keyword mornings. A few things trending this morning. Sports Authority is closing 450 stores, all of its stores in the United States. They filed for a Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Do you know why they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy? Because they're $1.1 billion in debt. At what point do you say $1.1 billion is going to be our ceiling? That's where we're going to stop. When you got to $50 million in debt, you're like, no, let's keep going. I'm $20,000 in debt from going to Temple University in Philly, and that's going to take me 35 years to pay off. How is this ever going to go down? So if you have anything from Sports Authority, go ahead and return it now while you still can. Also trending, Amy Schumer announced on social media that she will no longer be taking pictures with fans because of some guy from Greenville, South Carolina. He was at one of her shows. He sees her. He starts pestering her for a picture. She said, no, stop, I don't want a picture. And he said to her, quote, it's America and we paid for you. So at what point does a celebrity, I mean, that's true, if you go see your show and she's out front in the lobby and she's refusing to take a picture with you, isn't that kind of a little mean on her part? But also, if she's on the street, at what point does she not owe you anything anymore? It's up for debate all the time with celebrities. You see, they get hounded by paparazzi, just going to the airport, doing everyday things. And you say they sign up for that, but don't they just get to live their life a little bit? If they make a movie and you pay for the movie and you enjoyed the movie, do they owe you anything after that? It was an $11 ticket that you bought. How much more could they possibly give you? So that's trending. Also trending, last night was Obama's last final, his White House correspondence dinner. And the guy, regardless of his politics, the guy delivers his material great. Here was one of his jokes from the dinner.
I do apologize. I know I was a little late tonight. I was running on CPT. Which stands for jokes that white people should not make.
That is true. He ended it with a mic drop. That's how Obama ended his dinner. So if you want to be part of the show, you certainly can. Hit us up, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's Mother's Day this weekend. So moms of Eagle 97.7, we're asking, do you have advice for new moms? What is something maybe you wish someone had told you when you were pregnant or that when you had your first kid? 424-1234 to be a part of the show.